You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
The news. Shelly's here with that.
Yep, and it includes the best joke from the roast last night. And when a college accidentally sends out the admissions letter to thousands, news brought to you by Huffman and Huffman and Huffman and Huffman. It's always family first. Let the brothers-in-law help your family get what they deserve. There is some good news this morning. The price of avocados is going down because the shortage is over, and just in time because it's National Guacamole Day.
Yay.
The average national price of a Hass avocado was $1.16 this past Friday. That is down $2.10 from July 5th, that according to the most recent department.
So avocados were like $3 a piece at one point?
$2.10, yeah. Woo! That was the expensive, yeah. That according to the Department of Agriculture Weekly Retail Price Report.
That's a lot of dough.
USA Today says this comes after a summer of record high avocado prices that was fueled by a growing demand, a smaller California crop, and seasonal production in Mexico. Mm-hmm. There are some restaurant guacamole deals happening today, including at Chipotle Mexican Grill, where some customers have noticed there was a recent change in the chain's guac, and that was due to the avocado shortage.
You mess with my guac?
Yeah. Yeah, people were not liking that. You can find out all about it on Twitter if you want to know more.
Is there even an avocado substitute? There's nothing like an avocado, right?
Eric would tell you butter. He can't eat an avocado because he says it feels like he's just biting into butter.
Into butter? Because
yeah.
It's soft like that?
Yeah, he's not a big fan
I
of
understand
all that.
It.
Yeah, I guess.
But what would you do? Okay, let me just see.
Squash is go. What the next word is.
Is that right? Is that what they're telling you?
Yeah. Nut butter.
Nut butter. that's a euphemism where I live. let's see. Pest. No.
These
pesto.
Are all different. These are like.
That's you... ricotta cheese, right? Hummus. Okay. I see what you're doing here.
If you're looking for something to dip your chip
in. Yeah, right.
In
right. Exactly. Yeah. But it's not quite. There's just nothing that has the same flesh. I didn't realize there was more than one variety of avocado. Because the way that Chipotle story reads, there's like a lesser avocado or something like an avocado or something.
Yeah, there are a couple different kinds. Have you ever seen?
Avocado.
Like in Florida, they have those giant ones.
Oh, the giant ones,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, so there's different types. Elsewhere in the news today, the first of the parents have been sentenced in the college admissions scandal. Felicity Huffman's going to spend some time behind bars for her part, but she's not going to be there long. On Friday, she was sentenced to 14 days plus a $30,000 fine, 250 hours of community service. She will not begin serving until October 25th, although she will miss Halloween. After her sentencing, she said, quote, "I accept the court's decision. I broke the law. There are no excuses or justifications for my actions, period." And handing down the prison time, the judge said that Huffman knew what she was doing, constituted fraud, but added, "You can rebuild your life after this." The prosecutor said there was no excuse for what Huffman did. Most parents have the moral compass and integrity not to step over the line. This defendant did not.
Will she need to rebuild her life after this? Is she going to lose a career over this? Because I just don't see this as that big of a ding.
Well,
for an actor.
I was going to say, what was her career? Was it, like, I know the name, but was it Desperate Housewives or something?
Housewives would be the most famous thing, but she's been in a lot of stuff.
And other stuff, yeah. Well, Felicity pleaded guilty in May, which helped her get such a light sentence. During Friday's hearing, the judge gave her credit for almost immediately accepting guilt and for paying one of the smallest bribes of any of the defendants, only $15,000.
There you go.
Now, with that... Fox News says Lori Loughlin, Aunt Becky, is now regretting her decision to try to fight this. She and her husband, who refused to plead guilty or admit they did anything wrong, could be facing a tougher sentence because of that.
All right. So, she's looking at serious prison time.
Yeah. There's the potential. Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely.
Now, this happened at another college. Sacramento State University has accidentally accepted 3,500 students for fall admission that they didn't mean to accept.
Mm-hmm.
The Sacramento Bee reports that students were mistakenly invited to Admitted Students Day after an email was sent in March welcoming them to the event. Officials say the school never rescinded the invitation, which implied that the students were accepted. University officials say the error resulted in an additional 500 students who began classes this semester. Now, they say there would be space to admit them because they initially admitted a very conservative number of students, and it noted a record number of graduates last year, so that opened up some space.
Right.
They're not going to sweat it too hard. Officials say they don't believe the additional students will have an effect on students' ability to take classes in their department. University officials estimate a 1% enrollment increase from this.
Yeesh.
But how would you like to know you're one of the accidents? we didn't mean to let you in.
At least they didn't take it back.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm surprised by that because every once in a while there'll be a story like that where we accidentally hit the wrong mailing list and everybody got accepted. And it, you know, as a father that has seen two kids do this, it's a big deal when those letters arrive.
Right.
It is a big deal. This is, you've worked your whole educational life for this moment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is now the biggest thing that's ever happened to you, really, as a kid. You know, as an 18-year-old is figuring out or finding out that you're going to go to this college or that college. It's the next big step in your life. And, you know what? I'd be happy that I was let in. Are they going to tell the 1% that they are the 1% or not really?
That's a good question. They were waitlisted, so it's like they were they were potentially to be accepted anyway, so it's not like they were out.
Right, yeah. And waitlisting, a lot of times you have a real good chance to get in.
Yeah, so, and there's obvious
clearly,
that.
Clearly
yeah.
that, right?
Yeah. Right. In sad news, the singer for The Cars died in New York City yesterday. His name is Rick Ocasek. There's no official cause of death. Sources say it was natural causes. There's some confusion over his age, too. Confusion over the cause of death, how to pronounce his name, and his age.
Yes.
The NYPD says he was 75. Public records list him at 70. Either way, reports say he was found unresponsive in his Manhattan apartment by his estranged wife. They had two children together. They'd been married for 28 years until separating in May of last year. The Cars became hugely popular in the late 70s and early 80s. Their hits included Just What I Needed, My Best Friend's Girl, Good Times Roll, Let's Go, Shake It Up, You Might Think, Drive. They put out six albums between 1976 and 1988 when they broke up. The bass player died of pancreatic cancer in 2000. Oof. The surviving members got back together briefly in 2010 to put out one more album. In April of last year, they were finally inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They did reunite one more time to perform at the ceremony. Outside of the Cars, Rick produced a bunch of different albums, including ones by Weezer, No Doubt, Bad Religion, Bad Brains, Hole as well.
Oh, no kidding.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Now, this came after Eddie Money died on Friday of complications from a heart procedure. Eddie Money died less than a month after revealing that he had been diagnosed with stage 4 esophageal. Thank you, cancer.
Yep,
he was 70 years old. The cause of death was not cancer, though. It was complications from that heart valve replacement. AXS-TV will air the final 5 episodes of his reality show. Do you know he was doing that?
No, I did not.
He had a reality show.
Did he really?
Real Money. Yep.
He's got a great personality. He was a very personable person. He was a very average guy kind of person.
Right.
He's a former cop, right? Eddie Mahoney, that was his real name, if
I
remember right.
He was training to become a New York City cop when he quit to pursue music.
All right, so he was never actually on the job.
But he was training.
But he was training,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he was working for it.
And that was... But he was a really nice guy. I know a guy that interacted with him. My buddy Bob used to manage the Westin over in Virginia Beach. And Eddie Money did the New Year's show. So he was staying with him at the hotel. He said they spent a lot of time together. He said the guy was great.
Cool. Yeah.
Just a very down-to-earth, nice, normal human being.
Sad to hear about this. During a show on Friday night near Detroit, Kid Rock played a little tribute to Eddie Money.
I'm sure you've heard that Eddie Money passed away today. And not only was Detroit like a second home, I'm sure many of you know that Pine Knob was absolutely his house. He opened this place every summer for decades. So we wanted to come sing one tonight, pay tribute to him. So rock on, Eddie. I'm always talking, baby, talking too much.
Then he rocked out shaking.
Oh, good for him.
Loverboy, REO Speedwagon, and Bryan Adams also did tributes to him over the weekend. I'll spare you on those. You don't have to hear the Loverboy tribute. Eddie is survived by his wife, Lori, and their 5 kids.
Oh, man. Yeah, Pine Knob is the big amphitheater venue in Detroit. That's what he was referencing. He's been around forever.
Oh, right. Elsewhere, speaking of kids, Alec Baldwin's roast aired last night on Comedy Central. You probably saw the commercials for it everywhere. This thing was like super hyped.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I couldn't listen to a podcast or a TV show or whatever without seeing some sort of commercial for this.
Right.
Robert De Niro was there, Blake Griffin, Caitlyn Jenner, Nikki Glaser, all professional stand-up people, or, you know, people who have been in the spotlight before, used to being on the stage or used to performing. But really, I think the one that stole the show was his daughter. Alec Baldwin got roasted by his own daughter, Ireland. She's the one he yelled at and called a pig in the voicemail message like 15 years ago or whatever. They've obviously made up, but she was like a surprise roaster, and she was brutal.
Hi, Dad. I'm Ireland. I actually have a lot in common with the people on this roast because, like them, I don't really know you that well either. Well, a lot of people know my dad as that guy from the Mission Impossible movies or that guy from 30 Rock. I know him as that guy from, like, half of my birthday parties. By the way, Mission Impossible is what I call getting my dad to apologize.
She joked, it's good to be here. I almost didn't even know about it because I haven't checked my voicemails from my dad from, like, the last 12 years. And she did bring up her mom, Kim Basinger, who wasn't there either. She said she wasn't going to bring up her mom or, you know, her mom's Oscar or anything.
Nah.
Yeah, but that's really good for somebody who's not a stand-up comedian and not a performer. Yeah, she really owned it.
Yeah.
I'm sure the rest of it was great, too, but Ireland, I was impressed.
I'm going to guess that she had some help.
Oh, yeah,
some professional
definitely.
Help.
I was listening to one of the comedians talk about these roasts, and they said that their friends write the jokes for them. They all have writers for this because that's just what you do. You get it's not your stand-up routine. You're doing a TV show, so you hire writers.
That's exactly right.
Yeah,
because we have to make sure that it works.
Yes. And,
at the end of the day.
And who doesn't, who doesn't need a little creative input, you know?
But what comedian doesn't want to write the jokes for the kid?
Yeah.
I mean, that is gold. I can just
beautiful.
See Jeff Ross and those guys sitting around going, oh, my God,
right?
She's going to do it?
Yes.
What can we sell? I want to hear the ones that went in the wastebasket that were just so horrible, awful.
Like, that's just too far.
It's
like,
too,
she
exactly.
was like, I can't do that.
I can't say that to my dad. Yeah, right.
Yes. Yeah, but they want to hear those too.
And
then finally in the news today, I guess this was in the spirit of what have you hit while driving.
Okay.
Authorities in Virginia say there is a yak on the loose.
Yes.
The yak was on its way to the butcher's shop and escaped to the nearby mountains, avoiding animal control officers and treats, trying to lure it back into a trailer. The News in Advance reports that the yak, which they named, even though he was, you know, going to the butcher's shop.
Yep.
His name was Meteor. It was on its last ride Tuesday from Buckingham, Virginia to the butcher when it got out of its trailer. The escape was called in to has livestock on the loose, according to the animal control there, who said that he figured they were looking for a cow. He said the yak crossed a busy highway and avoided officers trying to capture it by heading for the mountains. The yak was last spotted at an inn where the owners tried unsuccessfully to lure it into a trailer using treats. It remains on the loose.
Oh, that's funny.
Got out of the way of the butcher shop.
Yes.
Don't talk back. Just finish cleaning up your room.
Let's see that duck fly with that broom. Yakety yak.
Yes.
For the yak.
For the yak. For Meteor, the escape yak. Or you don't
go out Friday. Here we go.
Don't talk back. You just put on your coat and
hat. Yes, yaggedy yak.
I like that he's last seen it at an inn. Like, he's just, I'm going to a nice bed and breakfast
in the
mountains. Yeah.
You know, I've been so stressed.
Right?
Every day, the truck pulls up and some of my yak friends get on it and I never see them again.
Yeah.
And it really is starting to freak me out. So I gotta run for it, man.
He did. And
Freedom!
He did. Yep.
He's gone. He
put the face paint on and took off. Yep.
Yeah, man.
Put on the kilt and he was good to go. We got patchy fog this morning. It should be burning off, clearing up by now. Mostly sunny skies for the rest of the day. Highs in the mid-80s. Partly cloudy tonight, a low of 68. And a slight chance of some rain tomorrow with partly sunny skies. A high around 80 tomorrow. It's 80 degrees right now. It feels so weird to talk over the song. So. And I am Shelly for Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.